Hello, good morning. Welcome to Motivation for Life, or good afternoon or good night. This is your friend Susu Kennedy, and welcome to my podcast. Here we talk about human science, human relationships. And today we are going to talk about patience and tolerance is needed in a couple relationship. Yes. As you may understand, patience is a gift that sometimes you have it, and if you don't have it, and you need some patience, that is something that you cannot really have on a snap, like on 1 minute. Patience develops, and patience, it's a flexible capability, and it stretches out through time or by being in contact with other humans. So if you are new to the dating world, but you have had other experiences, like if you, with humans, of course, if you have had brothers and sisters or a best friend or mom and dad, if you grew up in a family, of course, you're going to have already some skills for tolerance and patience. When you are dating, I'm not talking about the first stage in dating, because the first stage in dating, everything is very fragile. In the first stages of dating, it's just all about he liking me or I liking him. It's all about image. It's all about boundaries. It's the first stage of dating. It's when you establish how you want to be treated. And then on the second stage of dating, what you start looking at the flaws, you start looking at the mistakes and the things that you don't like on the other human being. And then if you have patience and tolerance, which patience and tolerance are a way of love. Okay, how do you show love? Excuse me. How do you show love to someone when you stretch your patience and your tolerance? There are a lot of things. I mean, there are a lot of things that we need to be patient and tolerant for. We ladies, women in general, we do have the gift of patience and tolerance because that's been given to us because we have to raise children. In our brain, in our biological system, our brain is already equipped with patience and tolerance, women, yes. If you are feminine, those are some characteristics of femininity, okay? When you are feminine, yes, you are patient and you are tolerant. That's like the mother in you because we are motherly and we care for others. So that's why women are the ones working with people. Most women are working with children also. There's more nurses, female nurses, because they are the ones that do the heavy job. The job, the emotional job. The other day, there was a friend of mine who is a nurse. She was saying how the most difficult part of her job as a nurse is their recovery. When patients have to recover, a lot of times the recovery, it's a challenge because after a sickness, patients struggle so much with their emotional being, with their emotions, like self-esteem, and sometimes they fell on depression, and sometimes they quite, if they were a little bit like more positive or more hopeful or more taking more actions, probably they would recover faster. Okay, so I don't have any experience as a nurse or taking care of others' recovery physically, but emotionally, that's why a life coach is. So my job is I take care of the emotional recovery of people after having struggling with different things in life. And a lot of times, one of the great part of the patience and tolerance something that has helped me is this attitude, like, of not care. Like, okay, I really don't care. Okay, and I'm not giving you here a bad advice, but is when you say, you know what, it is your problem, I don't care, that is pretty helpful. I mean, because when you are patient with someone, you have to say, I'm going to let this person make a decision on his own, or I'm going to let her make a decision. And you need to be tolerant with the decisions that others make. Because other people's decisions, your family members' decisions, your partner decisions may not be the outcomes that you want, may not be what you were expecting them to do or what you wanted them to do. But can you control? Can you control others? No, you can't. So I'm going to tell you something. In order to develop patience, you need to start in contact with other people. You need to get that frustration. When you are in contact with a pet, you take care of the pet. The pet is going to make a mess. Pets are not perfect. However, to be in contact with a pet, it helps you develop tolerance and patience. It is better to have a pet than to be alone, definitely. But when you are in contact with a human, with another human being, probably the other human being is another world, it's a different person. We need to have patience and tolerance also with your sons and daughters, with children. Especially with your partner, with your spouse, we do need to have patience and tolerance. Now, everything has a limit. Your patience and your tolerance should have a limit. If you are patient, you can be patient with the small things, or you can be patient when you're waiting for your spouse to be successful or to get a job, and you can be tolerant when he forgot to do something, or when yes, we all can forgive and we all can be tolerant. Because we are here to enjoy the nice moments in life. Now, however, you can, when you are extremely tolerant, that is another extreme, okay? We should not be extremely tolerant or extremely patient, because that would mean that you just let people walk all over you. That would mean that you have no self-respect. So you need to show others, look, I've been very patient with you. I've been waiting all this time. I've been watching you, or I've been observing you. Or you know what? I haven't taken any action about this matter. Or I have been just listening to you, and I have been your company all this time. I have been very patient waiting for this. Or I have been very tolerant, because I have been calm, and I have been waiting, and I have tried to help you. But now you can say, but I am at my limit. And you can say, when do you feel that you are at your limit of your patience and tolerance? When you cannot take it anymore, of course, when something bothers you, when you have a physical sensation that there's something squirmy that is not okay. When you feel anger, that's your limit. When you start feeling angry, when you start feeling upset, irritable about someone's attitude, that means either you're not being patient and tolerant, or that means that you are. That means that you are not exactly. So now you also need to check for the other person's tolerance and patience levels, okay? Because if the other person happens to not be a very patient and tolerant person, if you are extremely tolerant and patient with them, they would see you lower. They would see you that you are a person of a lower value. Because you can tolerate them, because they will think that you appreciate them and value them much more than they appreciate you and value you. So always try to show your self-appreciation by not letting others use your time, not let others carry you along. Don't wait. It's okay. Now I'm giving you the opposite advice, okay? I'm giving you the opposite advice because you need to know with who, and you need to know when, and you need to know exactly with what kind of people you are going to be patient and tolerant, okay? Do you have to be patient and tolerant with an elderly person? Yes. Okay? Yes, you gotta be. Now, people make, a lot of times they make the wrong decisions because they don't have the information, or they are blinded on one part of the information. It is so amazing to me how humans have not yet learned the way our body works. They have not learned the specific chemical formula to keep our body healthy. Probably we are already doing it now, but there's still a lot of bad nourishment for our bodies, and there's still a lot of people who cannot think. The brain gets fed with food, of course, and what we put in our mouth is so important. What we eat is so important. Okay, patience and tolerance is something with your couple relationship. Yes, you do need to have patience and tolerance with men. Like when men are at the beginning of their career, yeah, you can be patient and tolerant with their career, of course. And so what I am saying is, a lot of times you need to give them some chance, but don't get stuck also waiting. Okay, I'm talking about patience and tolerance in the daily life, when you are living together, when you are sharing a space. You do have to be patient and tolerant, understand that the other person has habits and needs, and little by little, if you are nice, you're gonna be adjusting to each other. Okay, if you have any other question, if you have specific particular questions, please, you can text me, and you can text me and ask me any question that you would like, and I can be your coach. This is Coach Kennedy, and my phone number is 832-764-1757. 832-764-1757. Please do not call, because I'm usually working with people and I cannot interrupt a conversation. Please do not call me. Just text me. And if you text me, there is a better chance that later on when I see your text, I may text you back. And I only receive calls from United States. So and when you text me, please send me a picture of yourself, a picture or a short video, and send me your email and your what you want to be coached for, and what are your questions. I can just help you with one question, or with, if you have more than one question, if the answer is long, I can send you an email. And if you need coaching, I have some monthly rates that I can show you, monthly memberships and yearly membership, and we can talk about it, and I can give you all your advice according to your person. Okay, this is Susu Kennedy, and have a great day. Motivation for life. Bye. Hello, hello. Welcome to Motivation for Life, Real and Relationships. This is your friend, Susu Kennedy, and today we are going to talk about recovery during a breakup, separation, or divorce. When that day comes when the man you are with, he tells you, I don't love you anymore. I just woke up today and decided, or I've been thinking that the best for us would be to split. Or, you know what, I still want to stay married, but I don't love you anymore. I only love you like the mother of my kids. Or when is that day, or when you just get upset and break up, but you are living in the same house, and you, or because when you are girlfriend and boyfriend and he lives in his house, you live in your house, you really don't know what's going on. I mean, you really don't know what he's into because you're not there 24/7 and he's free to do what he wants. It shouldn't be like that, but in his mind, it is. You know, it's until you have a relationship, you have a marriage. So I'm going to give you here very good ideas and very good some support, emotional support. If you are a lady, this is for women who are recovering because you're breaking up or you are in a separation, you need to separate. There are different situations, but I am going to talk about the situation when there is no love anymore. And probably before this conclusion that you guys, that he doesn't love you anymore, even if you don't love him anymore, and even if you don't like him anymore, I know it's going to be hard. I know emotionally, we as a woman, we start thinking on rejection. We start thinking I'm not good enough. Please don't. Please do not blame it on yourself. As a woman, women, we get a lot of attacks, and we ladies can become ugly if we tell ugly things to ourselves. Men are not the good kind of guy, the good guy all the time. We know that. I'm not going to be talking, and men always get upset when I start giving women advice because men like to dominate. Men like to dominate culturally, socially, psychologically. They want to make us believe that they are the good guys and that women are bad bitches of hell. Okay, I'm sorry, but that's what they think. That's what they want to believe, that they are good, they are perfect. And there's something wrong with you. So, because men always are going to take the advantage and the upper hand. And in front of you, in front of his family, his friends, society, they will always put you down. They will always put you like the evil witch, that you were never happy with anything, that you never had enough, that you were just demanding too much and you were not collaborating. So men will put you down for the minimum silly thing. So we need to stop that. So I'm going to tell you how to handle that. How to handle when your man, he can be the best angel in the world at the beginning. He can tell you that he would die for you. He would tell you that you mean the world for him. All of a sudden, the day that he wants, he will flip it. Don't get too comfortable on your laurels as a lady. Don't get too comfortable. Don't let yourself go. Don't get fat. Don't eat all this junk food. Don't stop doing exercise. Don't stop looking pretty, taking care of yourself. You need to have strict standards for you. Why? Because it pays for, okay? Because when you don't take care of yourself, when you don't keep your standards up, when you don't keep your beauty, men start treating you bad. They start treating you even, and I mean, men would treat you bad if you are pretty and super adorable. They treat you bad because you're pretty, because they're insecure, because they always insecure and telling bad stuff to themselves. If you are not pretty, or if you were pretty but now you have a few weight on, they will tell you bad things too. Like I've heard, you don't imagine, and I tell you this because I'm telling you the truth of the reality on how men think. I'm a behavior analyst. I'm going to tell you how men's behavior is very, very unfair, and it is not compassionate. They're not patient with you. They evaluate you every time. They evaluate, they judge you. They're very judgmental. And I didn't want to believe it. I was very, very comfortable. And I was very confident as a woman all the time. I was super confident that that was not gonna be a problem for me to get married or to get boyfriends or to keep a man or just to find a good guy. I thought it was not gonna be a problem, and I was believing men, they are the best actors, and they are businessmen by nature, so they're gonna tell you what you wanna hear. They are experts on selling themselves. And if they happen to cheat on you, or if they happen that, oh, you know what, I don't love you anymore, that's because they're not getting anything out of you. Like, if you're not giving them your labor, your money, they want that. If you're not working for them, like if you're not cooking for them, if you're not cleaning for them, they would immediately complain. They would even turn aggressive. Why you're not cooking for me? Why you're not cleaning for me? Why are you going to the gym, getting yourself pretty? You're looking for somebody else. And they judge you and they treat you really bad. A man doesn't want you to be dedicated to yourself or to your friends or your kids or your children. He wants to be the number one in your life. He is so egocentric that he needs this floating female around him, and he wants to have your attention and your time, and that all your actions are to serve him. Okay, you gotta be very, very careful with this man. And then they always, even if they are married, and honestly, I was not aware of that, but even if they're married, they're always keeping an eye. They're always looking around and see what they get for free. They're always trying to see what they... It takes a very honest, controlled man to not be like this. So I'm doing generalization. I'm not talking about like the good guys. I'm talking about the bad guys, of course. So if a bad guy, sometimes they are the sweetest, nicest guys at the beginning, but when it comes to money, when you start asking them questions about if they have their money together, about what are their projects, if you ask them about how they use their money, what they spend their money, if they're taking you out, they will actually pretend that they have great projects. And he will pretend he has great projects. He will pretend you are included in his project. He will pretend that he's got a plan for his career. And he may not be making a lot of money right now, but he will. And he totally believes that he should support you. But guess what? When he wins the lottery, if he won the lottery, he would buy you the world. He would buy you the house with the swimming pool, and he would take you for traveling. Oh, but not right now. No, right now he needs you to work for him. He needs you to work together in quotation marks, and because he wants to get in your house. And he wants to use your body and your house and your kitchen utensils and everything. So be aware, ladies. Be aware. Okay, I'm not a man hater, but there are so many low standards in our society. Okay, so one more thing. If you are going, I'm going to go back to focus on my topic. If you are going to a situation, to a breakup, separation, if you are married, you're going through a separation. I remember I had no help. When I was going through a breakup, my parents tried helping me. They were very nice, but I was under so much sadness. So I'm going to tell you, how did I do it? And I'm going to give you this advice. When you are separated, women can just shatter in emotions and break apart. Is it good to go to a psychologist? Yes. Yeah, you can go to a psychologist, a life coach when you are in separation. But a lot of their advice is going to tell you to not break up, to not separate if you have kids. I'm going to tell you, if you have kids, go. That's the number one reason for you to split up and separate. Just go ahead and split up and separate. Why? Because do you want your kids to grow up looking at you like a poor thing? Like, my mom is letting my dad abuse her. My mom is letting my dad disrespect her. My mom, it's okay. She's so strong and she's okay, even if my dad is dating other ladies, even if my dad is not giving her money, even if my dad is talking loud and mean to her, even if my dad is arriving home late on a daily basis, or even if my dad takes his weekends off, my mom is always okay. No, it is not okay. The number one reason why, when I got I tried to do the separation fast. If you are gonna separate, kick him out of the house and you keep the house. And if you don't have a job, okay, get a job first. Go out running, get in shape, put on your makeup, go buy yourself some nice clothes. You don't have to spend a lot of money in buying nice clothes. You can just go to the Goodwill if you don't have money. Go to the Goodwill, get some nice clothes. Go to Ross. Get your eyelashes up. Get your hair done. Straighten your hair. If you have curly hair, straighten your hair. If you have straight hair, wave it. Okay? And, you know, be positive and say, I'm gonna get through this. Don't be afraid to be on your own with your kids, because you're already not getting any support from him. Is he paying all your bills? Probably not. Is he giving you love and acceptance and respect? Is he telling? No. Did he give you a Valentine's present? Probably not. Did he give you a birthday present? No. So what are you getting from him? Just shame. Think of your kids. Think of your kids. That little girl, that little boy looking at you like a poor mom. She's in love. No. Don't show your kids that that kind of love, to love someone and to stay with someone, even they're treating you like the lowest, that is not a good example for your kids. Definitely no. That's not a good example. You want your kids to see you like a strong woman, that you're not going to let anybody disrespect you. You're not going to let that man touch you in a bad way. You are going to kick him out. Kick him out. Call police. Don't let any violence. If he hits you once, call 911. If he hits you one, the first time. Because if he hits you one time, he's going to do it another time, and another time, and another time, because you let him. So do not allow the man, even if he start yelling at you, trying to show his power, what does he want? Men, a lot of times, they complain that you were not giving him attention, okay? Attention. So they want to use all your time. They want to use only a man who has emotional issues would demand attention. Let me tell you, a man who is mature, he won't demand your attention. He would understand if you are busy in the kitchen, he would come and help you. If you have things to do, he would go help you with your things. Okay? So a man that is totally self-centered, he would expect you to be like a mother for him. And then when you're not, he gets mean. And that man needs to understand you're not a machine. And that man needs to understand his happiness is not your responsibility. Okay? And your happiness, sweetheart, your happiness is your responsibility. Okay? Your children's happiness is going to be their responsibility when they grow. Right now, you need to teach those children, those little girls looking at you, that little boy looking at you, it is not okay. I'm showing you that as a woman, I'm not letting this man that is your father, probably, that is your father, I'm not letting him treat me like this. I'm going to be by myself, and he has to go because he crossed the boundary. And my boundary is he is not going to eat in this house and sleep and eat in this house, be the dad, be the hubby, when he has no consideration, when he just told me he has no love for me anymore. He's not gonna be sleeping in my bed. He's not gonna be eating my food. He's not gonna be opening my refrigerator. He's not gonna be wasting my water, showering. I'm not gonna be washing the toilet for him, for his crap. So you can totally take all after he told you this, whether he's cheating or not. If a man comes to your face and tells you that he doesn't love you anymore and that he's thinking about it, that day, sweetheart, that day, kick him out. The day that he tells you that. Like I kicked out my ex the day that he told me I kicked him out. Then it took me 4 months. It was very hard. It was the hardest thing in my life emotionally. You need to stay strong and think about this. Don't think about what you lack. Think about all the things that you're gonna win. Nobody helped me at that time. It took me 4 months to kick him out. And then it took me like another 6 months to recover emotionally. I even got sick. I even got pneumonia because all my immune system, because you're lacking love. I would say get a boyfriend as soon as you can. Go out and yes, go out and to places with men and then start looking for a boyfriend that day or the next day or next day. You can leave your children with the neighbor or get a babysitter for a relative and go out. You are single now. Even if you are married, you are single now. He's not paying your bills and he's not giving you love. You are single now, sweetheart, so you better go find another man. There are so many. And you gotta, of course, get on a diet, fix your hair, put on your makeup, be positive that anybody else, there's so many good guys out there also looking for ladies, but we ladies are too busy feeling miserable in our houses. If it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, or in the evening, now I'm gonna tell you when to go out. You gotta go out on happy hour between 4 and 8. Happy hour Thursday, Friday, Saturday, between 4 and 8. Maybe stay until 9. Don't stay after 11 because after 11 nothing good happens. There's just all the drunks who want to hook up. So be positive. If you need emotional support when you are going through a separation, or I understand the whole idea, but my family, but I want to be Mrs. this and this. I want society, people looking at me. Oh, we had such a nice, I had such a great family. That's his loss. He's not going to have the house or the family because that was his loss. Because he made a decision to be together. Two persons, the two of you need to be together. To be together, it's a together decision. So the day one breaks the promise, oh well, what can you do? You cannot control the other person, but you can sure bring another person. Now don't think that it's not easy. It is easy. It is easy, but don't go online looking for more losers, okay? All the losers are online, let me tell you. Yeah, so that's the wrong thing to do, to go online. You need to go to real groups of people. Groups of people where people actually meet in person and have a conversation. And you need to be very self-confident. It's all about what you tell yourself. You just gotta get on a diet. I can tell you the best diet to lose weight fast is the plant-based diet. Don't eat animals. Go walk long distances. If you don't want to run, go walk long distances. Just walk for more than 35 minutes at a fast step. You can, and then there's so many things that you can do and be very positive. I understand the absolute value of the family, but when a man does not have the absolute value of the family, when he was thinking that he could just, oh, one day, you know what, I don't love you, when love was not an absolute for him, and the promise he made in front of 100 people and in front of Jesus, and he was not really serious about it. So that man is not worth. It's a very low value kind of man. Okay, it's a low value kind of man. So there's people that are they value themselves very low, but they put up a show, and they want to show you that they're the best. But they really aren't. And we have to be very smart. And unfortunately, women are so desperate to establish a family that we very often we get with the wrong guys. Not all men are going to be a good husband. Not all of them. Okay, well, this was my 5-cent collaboration. Please listen to the sponsor. Listen to the sponsor advertisement that I do here in all my recordings, because that's gonna help me, and I have so many other ideas, and I encourage you to be positive and be motivated, because you are beautiful and you are worth. Okay, hugs and you can text me to Susu Kennedy 832-764-1757. You can text me and ask me for any advice. Thank you. Bye. Hello, hello. Welcome to Motivation for Life. I'm so happy that you are in my podcast. My name is Susu Kennedy, and welcome. This is my human behavior advice, and today we are going to talk about how to make a life plan. Yes, at any time on your life, you can start making your life plan. You can just throw away your past plan and just make another plan. That happens all the time. When the plan is not working, when you made a plan back in the day, years ago, or maybe last month, it doesn't matter. You can always make a new plan. And I'm going to tell you how to make a plan. You can make a plan in a short term or long term, okay? So what is a plan for? What is a life plan for? Obviously, because you need direction. Right, because you need to know where you're going, because you want to define how you are going to live this journey that we are living here at this time and in this body that you got. Remember, you are a spirit, you live in a body, and your body is your house. And so your body is your transport where you live, and your mind and your heart and your whole body is a smart body, and you are planning ahead in time and space. And in this material world, we are going to plan with the resources that we have. So you have to plan up. You have to say, well, this week, if you want to start short, start for today. What are you doing today? Write down in a piece of paper in the morning, what do you want to accomplish today? And then make a checklist. You can also make a plan for the week. So look at your phone, look at the calendar, start putting in your phone. You can use your Google Calendar. I love Google Calendar because it is just amazing. It, you just put there and it sends you reminders, and then you can invite people to join you in the activities that you are setting up in your phone. And you can put recurrent activities every week. So I just love Google Calendar. It is just amazing. You can plan your week, and I suggest you plan your week on a Sunday, or when you are like at work in a boring meeting, you can plan your week. Or when you are anywhere, you are waiting for the doctor, or like if anywhere, anytime that you have like butt time sitting there, you can plan, make plans for this week, make plan for the whole month. So look at the month, look at the calendar, and start looking at your weekends, start looking at what am I going to do on weekdays, what are my activities from Monday through Thursday, because this is what I do, and I just want to share with you how I plan. And then when you plan, you accomplish things, and then you get results, and you advance and progress in the things that you want to do in your life. What is the purpose? I mean, when I was little, A lot of times religion tells you, you are okay, don't worry, God will take care of everything. It's not, I do believe in God, but you know what? I believe that we need to take action. You cannot just be, it's really awesome to trust in God. And it's like you say, I believe, because I believe in God that things are going to happen the best. But if you don't do anything, honey, nothing is going to happen, honestly. It's very rare. But the odds in life that something happens in your favor are very lame. I mean, God is a God that, God doesn't work much for lazy people. God is a different force that it's not in the material world, okay? So, you are your God. In this material world, you are your God. God is a God in the spiritual dimension. But in the material dimension, you gotta move. You gotta take action. You gotta do things. You can create things with your hands. You can destroy. You can do different things. So you are the God in your own material world. Okay? So now, being clarified that concept, planning is super important, because if you don't plan, you're just, like Tony Robbins says, you're just gonna be run over by life. Things are going to happen, and then you roll, and then you are going to end up doing what others want you to do. And if nobody tells you to do nothing, then you just do nothing and waste the time in so many different ways. Now, are we going to judge people who love wasting their time? No. Like, some people think artists waste their time. Some people, there is this story about the working ants and the grasshopper playing the fiddle, and then the ants collected food for the winter, and the grasshopper was enjoyed the summer just playing this fiddle. And then at the end, the grasshopper was hungry, and he went, and this is a children's book, he went and asked for food to the ants, and the ants said no, because we've been working so hard, you're not gonna get our food. So I think this is a very wrong book, children's book, because most children, when you ask them, what would you do? Do you think the ants are going to share their food with the grasshopper? Most children, I can tell you, 99% of children say, yes, it's good to share the food with the grasshopper. They don't see that the grasshopper was playing the fiddle. Children do appreciate someone playing the fiddle. And then the ants were working all the time. Well, the ants work because that's what they do. They work. And that's what they... Grasshoppers, no, they don't collect food. That's not in their nature. Now, some people dedicate their life to art. Art is a job also. Art is an occupation. It's a talent. And also, people who have fun playing instruments, they also get paid. So let's not give children the wrong idea with this story. Now, going back to the planning ahead, you can plan. This is what I do every year. Like around November, December, I start mapping out my year and put January, February, March, April, May, all the months in the year. Then I plan my first 6 months. And maybe that's because I am a teacher. So my first 6 months from January through May, what am I going to do? Of course, work. But where am I going to go? Am I going to make a trip every month? Am I going to go to a fancy restaurant each month? Am I going to go on a weekend getaway to a ghost town each month? Am I going to do... What about holidays? I love planning the holidays. What about my friends and relatives' birthdays? I love planning for that, okay? And then, because you need to plan ahead if you don't have, like, all the money in the world to just be spontaneous. There was a guy who told me, I don't need to plan ahead, nothing. I'm always spontaneous. Yeah, because he had all the money in the world to just be spontaneous. But you know what? Okay, fine. You want to get a ticket plane? You get online. You're going to get the most expensive ticket plane, unless you get it, like, early in the morning. Okay. So now, then after that, you plan ahead your months. What are you going to do each month? Like in February, are you going to celebrate Valentine's? In March, are you going to go out on the spring break? Are you going to go on a picnic? Are you going to go in March? It is awesome to go to the zoo. Are you going to go to the beach? Are you going to go visit a springy ghost town? Are you going to go to a festival, to a spring festival, which are awesome? I love the strawberry festival and the watermelon festival. So it's really on weekends. You can just Google events in your area and see what events are you going to take your children or what events are you going to do. Also, then you look at April. What are you going to do in April, May, June, July? Then in the summer, what am I going to do in the summer? If you can plan with your partner, if you have a partner, if you are married, ideally you plan ahead with your husband, or the one with the money is the one that is going to decide. Both of you should decide what you're going to do, with what money, who's going to pay for it. Usually I think the head of the house, like the man, the husband is the planner. However, a lot of times they don't plan because they're just focused on work. So as a lady, you should ask him, hey, let's go ahead and plan. Now, as a lady, I would say, well, don't push plans, because the man is the one that should be the planner, and wait to see. But you can plan your own. As a lady, you go ahead and plan your year. How does it look like? And ask him, are we doing anything in summer? Because you need to plan. And he needs to come up with a plan too. If your man is not planning ahead, I wonder why. If he's not planning, is he very busy? Is he not asking you what you want to do? Usually men are planners. And if he's not planning, I don't know. I would say, so it's a person that he only lives in here and now, in the present time. It is okay to live in the present time, but honestly, if I only live in my present time, I feel like all my days are going to look the same. I feel that if you live in the here and now, you can just live in the here and now forever. And then what? Like, what? How are you going to reach your goals? How are you going to... You can tell me, well, I don't have any goals. I don't care to have any goals. Okay, that's perfect. Just keep on living in the present time. But you know what? Things happen. And if you didn't plan ahead, there's surprise. Like, I see people that don't plan. Whenever they have a problem, they can't solve their problem because they didn't plan ahead. Or whenever they, let's say they want to do something, but they cannot do it because they didn't plan for it. You want to take a vacation. You want to go to a party. You want to just do something out of the routine, something different, something special, something that costs money. Then you can do it because you spend all your money. As soon as you get paid, then you go ahead and spend it, and then you don't have any leftover money for planning. So when you plan, you do need to have a budget for planning. So does that mean you need to profit more than what you make every day? Yes, you need to make more money than just the money you need to survive. Because one thing is surviving like your food and a place where you live. And another thing is to accomplish your goals, okay? Children activities, different things that you can do in life. Now, if you are one of those people that you are barely making it, I would say you need to plan even more. You need to plan even better. And plan and stick to a plan. You need to have a plan. That means a lifestyle. How are you going to live? What kind of car are you going to be driving that you can afford? On my case, I drive a very little car. I drive a Fiat, and it gives me great gas mileage. And I do it because I don't like spending a lot of money in cars. I want to, if I can go from point A to point B with the least expense, I would do that, because I like to to spend money in other things. I don't like spending money in food. I do like living in a nice area, in a nice place, and that's where my money goes. Just living in a nice place or area, in a nice house, in a nice neighborhood. But we don't spend much money in food, and we don't spend a lot of money in cars, which I think it's okay. Now, you can plan ahead. Also, you need to plan the second semester of the year. Now, you can plan also ahead, plan for the following 3 years. Start writing it down, what you want to accomplish, what you want to do. Plan for the following 5 years. How do you see yourself in the following 5 years? Plan for the next 10 years. How do you see yourself in the next 10 years? How are you going to take control of yourself? Don't let yourself go with bad food and no exercise. You need to keep yourself active, and you need to keep yourself eating the best high quality nutrition. No chemicals, okay? Stay away from products with chemicals, because they're just going to attack your brain. Drink a lot of water and make sure you see what type of water, the acidity, check the acidity in the water. And okay, so now planning for work, for your work is really important. Plan as much as you can. Now you're going to stick to the plan the most you can with discipline. Okay, when you have a plan, I assume you have goals. And goals are things that you have not reached, okay? For example, if I already ran a half marathon, I already did that. I put a check on that because I did it. Now, why do I want to do it again? Well, I want to do it again because it feels good, because it put me on a discipline. And because the first time I did it, I was a mess. I was very nervous, and I was lacking a lot of confidence. Now, the second time that I do it, my goal is to do it in less than 2 hours, 45 minutes. I want to do it at a faster pace. I want to do it faster, you know, break my own record. And probably my next goal would be to run the full marathon. And that means I would be a runner. So if I am a runner, how does that affect my lifestyle? So my lifestyle, yes, gets affected because I would have a strict discipline. And then I do have a family that I'm responsible for, and I do have children, and I do have events at work and my children events, and so what happens is, all when I commit to a marathon discipline, it's like a strict, you cannot slack, because then you're not going to reach your goal. So there is a formula to reach the goal, and you gotta follow it. And I admire deeply all those ladies and all that people that they do the marathons, because that's a personal goal, and that is your body. Yeah, that's taking over your body and biohack your body, and that is so important. Okay, well, I'm gonna wish you very good luck, very good. Have fun planning, and if you need help planning, and if you need to establish a conversation on your goals and your plans and how to plan, you can text me, and my text message is 832-764-1757. Text me, tell me your name, tell me that you need help with planning, and I will be so glad to help you. This is what I do for a living. I'm a life coach, and this is your friend Susu Kennedy, Human Behavior, and I wish you the best luck and have fun planning. Bye.